Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we pray, God, we come now, Lord God, looking unto you and trusting you, relying on you, depending on you. God, we need a move of your spirit. God, we need you more now than we ever needed you before. God, we pray now, God, we pray,
recording
Father,
in progress.
That you will come, Lord, in the midst of us, oh God. We pray, Father, oh God, we cry unto thee, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. God, we pray, oh God, right now, for miracles, signs, and wonders, oh God. God, we call upon you. God, let your healing break the flow today, Lord. God, we need healing in our minds, healing in our bodies, healing in our spirits, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those right now who's sick and afflicted. God, we come against the spirit of pneumonia. We come against the spirit of AIDS. We come against the spirit of diabetes. God, we come against the spirit of sickness and pain. Oh, God, right now, God, move in the midst of us. God, we need a move of your spirit. God, let your healing breath to flow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, upon those who are sick today, Lord. God, those in the hospital, oh God. Those who in ICU, Lord God. Those who are in hospice, oh God. God, we pray, Father, for your healing power. Pour it out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Raise them up, Lord, as a testimony unto you. Raise them up, Lord. God, let your spirit rain down on them in the name of Jesus.
Oof, Jesus. Thank you, Savior.
God, be calm, Lord. Be calm, Lord. Look unto you. Trust in you. Relying on you, Lord God. You are the God that never failed. You are the God that heals all disease. You are the God of I am that I am. We trust you. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for miracles. God, we thank you for signs and wonders. God, we thank you, God. You are a strong deliverer. God, what the doctor say, oh God, we pray, Father, oh God, that you would turn it around. Turn it around, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the hospital, God, we pray for miracles. We pray, oh God, we lift the pallet. God, we come. Roshandre Ramare Ketraskinde. God, you turn it around. You turn it around. God, for your glory, for your glory, for your glory, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you. We trust in you. Oh, God, as a testimony unto you.
Jesus.
God, have your way.
Thank you,
God, minister. By your power, God, take us out of sin. Let no flesh glory here, God, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone that's on this morning, God, I pray for a double portion. I pray for a double anointing. I pray, oh God, that you move in their behalf. I pray, God, that you would touch Brother Hillary's mom, oh God. God, I thank you for his mom, God. I pray, God, for Brother Hillary. I pray, God, for those who are in need. God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
God, today, God, we need you more than we ever needed you before. God, we can't do anything without you. God, we trust in you. God, we lift to the hill from what's coming to our help, Lord. Our help coming from you, Lord God, which made the heavens and the earth. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. that you will save our unsaved. Our loved ones who don't know you, Father God, that you'll bring them to a saving knowledge of you. God, I pray, oh God, for your deliverance. You are a deliverer. God, we come, Lord God, lifting up to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we pray, Father, Sister Turner, oh God, in the hospital. God, I pray, God, that you regulate the mind. We pray, God, for wholeness. We pray, oh God, that you, oh God, would do it, oh God, as a testimony unto you. God, do it, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, we're waiting on you, Lord. We're waiting in your presence, God. God, we pray for this service. Oh God, we pray that you will have the way. We pray, God, that you will lead us, oh God. We pray that you will direct us, oh God. God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mighty and glorious. God, we thank you.
Thank you.
From whom all blessings flow. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you for your love. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We adore thee. We adore thee. We adore thee. Oh, Lord, we praise thee, we sing praises, we sing praises, oh, Lord.
Oh, was that? I know it was the blood.
Yes.
I know it was the blood for me.
Yes.
One day when I was lost, he died on the cross.
Yeah.
I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood, your cleansing blood, Jesus. I know it was the blood for me. One day that I was lost, he died on that cross. I know it was the blood for me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We have the victory in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. That great name. Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Come on. In the name
of Jesus.
We have the victory.
Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory.
We thank God for this day. We thank God for this day. At this time, Brother Hillary is coming with our scripture.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I'll be reading from Isaiah 41, 10, 13.
Hallelujah.
For thou not, for I am with thee.
Yeah.
Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
Come on, sir.
I will strengthen thee.
Come on.
Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee.
Come on.
The right hand of my righteousness.
Yes.
Behold, all that they were incensed against thou shall be ashamed and confound. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I am the Lord thy God, who will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 What a word. What a word. Yes. Give the Lord a hand of praise.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. On behalf of Senior Pastor Benjamin Nelson and the Azusa International Forest Square Gospel Church, we want to welcome you today. Perhaps you're joining us by way of Zoom, the conference line, Facebook, or YouTube. We say welcome to our worship. You will find that Azusa International Forest Square Gospel Church is where we serve Jesus Christ, who's today the same yesterday, today, and forever. You will find that our ministry is missional. So if you are seeking a church home where you will be given the opportunity to utilize your God-given gifts, talents, and abilities to the glory of God, please consider our ministry. We have various ministries where we serve to the glory of God. We have prayer ministry, health and wellness, veterans, grief and loss, youth, homeless, benevolence. Please join us Monday through Friday for 30 minutes of powerful midday prayer, 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And then on Wednesday, what an opportunity, as the door has opened for early 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Bible study as we feast on 1 Thessalonians. Please feel free to join us. And again, this is a wonderful way to begin your morning at the center of the week. Friday night, our interactive Bible study. My, 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 what a time we are having as we delve into our book reading, Overcoming Familiar Spirits. This is very intense, very relevant for this day and time. Please feel free to join us. You'll discover some things that maybe in times past have been hidden and have hampered or impeded our spiritual growth and our spiritual commitment to the Lord. So please join us again Friday night for our interactive Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Saturday evening, we know that through prayer and fasting, God moves and things change. Join us Saturday evening by way of our conference line, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have our fast days that are dedicated corporate fasting, Tuesdays and Fridays. Be led by way of the Holy Spirit, of course, on the details for the fasting that are suitable unto you. We are coming into a beautiful season, a season of reflecting, a season of gratitude as we enter into these special, special times where we come together. We're going to start with Palm Sunday, April the 2nd. Please feel free to invite, bring your families and join us as we celebrate again, Palm Sunday. This is a movable feast that falls, of course, on the Sunday before Easter. This is a commemoration of Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And as mentioned, Palm Sunday, it marks the first day of Holy Week.
Yes.
And then April the 9th, Sunday, Resurrection, known as Easter Sunday, Saturday, April the 9th. This is called the Resurrection Sunday. It's a Christian festival or cultural holiday commemorating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus from the dead. Please, again, an opportunity yet to join us as we celebrate and just rejoice on what the Lord has done. And then on May 28th, Pentecost Sunday, this is a Christian holiday which takes place on the 50th day after Easter Sunday. This is a commemoration of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus while they were actually in Jerusalem celebrating the Feast of Weeks. These, you want to mark your calendars, and please, again, invite. We want to also thank you for your continued giving through your tithes and offering, and we ask that you continue to use our Cash App tag, which is $1906 Azusa. Please be sure to indicate whether it's for tithes, general offering, missions, building fund, next gen, veterans, grief, and loss. Our Mission Sunday, every third Sunday, please share with someone what Azusa International Force for Gospel Church are not just doing here in the U.S., but what we are doing across the seas with our partnerships with Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Bahamas, India, Haiti, Kenya, Pakistan, Suriname, and Alaska.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Did we lose Sister Christine?
I think so.
I'm sorry, my apologies.
Okay.
We want to also bring your attention. Pastor has a special announcement that we want to bring to your attention. And again, as Pastor mentions, coming together with one another in fellowship is very, very important. Yes, we have our Zoom platform, but on next Sunday, he is requesting that all who are able to come out and fellowship face-to-face and worship, it will be the Sunday before he leaves for Africa. So we want to be sure to be present. So again, we can bid him a safe and wonderful trip and also pray for and with him before he departs for Africa for missions. So we want to ask again that you would take these announcements and accordingly, as you look at your calendars, do not forget 100 years in ministry. Four Square Gospel Church will be celebrating 100 years in ministry, and you can participate by going to foursquare.org for the dates of May 29th through June the 1st, 2023 in Anaheim, California. This will mark 100 years, and all year long we will celebrate 100 years of ministry, miracles, and the movement of God, not just here in the U.S., but across the globe. This is a once-in-a-lifetime commemoration. We'll not only look back on what God has done, but we will look forward to what is yet to come. Please take these announcements, and let's govern ourselves accordingly. God bless.
Amen.
God bless. Pastor, did you want to make your announcement before we go into the statement of faith? Or after? All right. I'll be moving into the statement of faith. Please say amen when you can see that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Azusa International Ministries Alliance. I will read the first line, and I will ask the congregation to join together reading the second line, and we'll do that until we get to the last line, and on the last line, we will all read the last one together.
Amen.
May we begin. We believe the Bible is God-inspired, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17.
We believe God is triune, Father,
Son, and Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14.
We believe that man was created in the image of God, but that by voluntary disobedience he fell from perfection. Romans 5:12.
We believe
that while we were yet sinners,
Christ died
for us,
signing the pardon of all who believe on him.
John 3:16, Romans 5:9-8.
We believe that we have no righteousness and must come to God pleading the righteousness of Christ. Ephesians 2:8.
We believe that upon sincere repentance and a wholehearted acceptance of Christ, we are justified before God.
1 John 1:9.
We believe that the change which takes place in the heart and life at conversion is a very real one. 2 Corinthians 5:17 and Galatians 2:20.
We believe that it is the will of God that we be sanctified daily, growing constantly in the faith. Hebrews 6:1.
We believe that baptism by immersion is an outward sign of an inward work. Matthew 28:19. We believe in the commemoration of the Lord's Supper by the symbolic use of the bread and juice of the vine. 1 Corinthians 11:24-25.
We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to renew the believer's power, and that is in the same manner as in the Bible. Acts 2:4.
Please join me. We believe that it is the will of God that we walk in the Spirit daily. Ephesians 4:30-32.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are grateful. I tell you, God works miracles. You hear me? God works miracles. If you haven't noticed, I don't know what happened to my video on my computer, but you don't see it flashing like it has been flashing. I had nothing to do with it, so I give God glory.
Amen.
Amen. I can see. It's almost like I was blind, but now I see.
And we see you, Pastor.
I am so grateful for all of you. Amen. And I'm going to just add, excuse me, Pastor Christine, I'm just going to add a couple more announcements. Amen. And we're going to, and before I preach, I'm going to ask Anna to sing a song before I preach. Amen. Of your choosing. But a lot of things are changing within our world. A lot of things are changing within our church. As you will notice, as Azusa, we're moving from Azusa International Four Square Gospel Church to Azusa International Ministry Alliance. Amen. And so a lot of things, I thank God for all of you who tuned in on last weekend for the consecration of me being elevated as bishop. Amen. I thank God for all of you. Amen. We're moving forward. Amen. And we thank God for what he's done, what he's doing. Amen. As of right now, we still are attached to Four Square for now, but we'll be moving. Amen. But God is adding to us. He's multiplying. doors are opening and favor is upon us. Amen. And so we'll be having a meeting once I get back from Africa. Amen. I ask that you pray for us, me, as I travel. I leave on the 3rd. I'll be back on the 22nd of April. Amen. But I solicit your prayers. Amen. Also, pray for one another. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for our leadership. Amen. God is increasing us. Amen. I had a young lady contact me this morning, and she said she'll be joining next week, joining us on live stream. Amen. So if you can't make it next week physically, amen, please still tap into live stream. We'll be here. Amen. I'll be going to Kenya. I'll be going to Sierra Leone. I'll be going to do a 9-hour layover in Ghana. So I might as well make the best of it. Don't you think so? Amen. I talk about Jesus wherever I'm going. And we're going to Ethiopia. We're going to Ethiopia. I say it, we. I'm going, but I'm taking you all with me in my spirit. Amen. And I'm hoping somebody will take it up and say, Pastor, I'm going with you next time. I love that. Amen. Also, we thank God for you. Be encouraged. Also, but this Thursday, I'm younger than Methuselah, but I'll be 1 day older, 1 year older. My birthday is Thursday on the 30th. Amen. And I don't need anything, but I just want God to bless us. Chapman Daniels, am I missing anything?
Pakistan and Bible study, because it will start in your during your absence.
Yes, Pakistan. Captain Daniels also on the 7th has we have an international Bible study. Captain Daniels is leading that concerning entrepreneurship, and we have Kenya. I would be over there, and I probably would be joining also. On the laptop. Amen. But you want to be blessed. You want to learn how to be blessed. You want to start your own business. You want to be a blessing in your community, your families. Amen. I encourage you to tap into the Bible study with Chaplain Daniels on the 7th. That is. Also, the Bible study on Friday nights. Amen. We still will be going on. Amen. It will still be going on. If I'm not here, Chaplain Daniel or Pastor Christine, they'll be carrying on. So I thank God for you. I greet all of those on Facebook, on YouTube. Amen. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Also, in case the Bahamas is on, we're coming to the Bahamas one day this year. Pakistan wants me to come. I'm only one person. Amen. But we are going by the grace of God, wherever God send us. I think that is all. Amen. We'll also be needing people who want to help lead worship. Amen. Who want to sing. Amen. Some of you sing better than I can. That's why I sing, because you're not singing. Amen. So help the brother out. Amen. Nothing else, none other than our dear sister Anna is coming. And after she sings for us, amen. And you can, If you know the song, you can and try to sing with us. Sing with her. Amen. Because we're here to worship, not to entertain you, nor detain you. We're here to worship. Praises goes up, blessings come down. The more you praise God, the more God begins to do for you. I'm going to tell you, God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So, Sister Anna is coming to sing, and after Sister Anna, I'm coming back with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that every all around.
You can join in.
Let us
praise
Jesus now, for we are standing in his presence on a holy ground.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We recognize you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord, because it is your name that we gather here, Lord. Let the word go forth and let our hearts receive it, Lord. Let us go out into the world with the power and glory, Lord Jesus, in our mouths that you've given us to speak, Lord. This day, let us be attentive to your word, God. Lord, we bless all those who are in the hearing of your word, Lord, with the boldness to go out into the world and to take those that you've given unto the Lord Jesus into your hands, Lord Jesus. We just pray your blood, your precious blood, the power of the blood go with us, Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit overtake us.
Yes. We thank
Jesus for your power and your blessing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And let the church say,
amen.
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 Glory amen. To God, for the Lord thy God is with us wherever we go. Amen. We are thankful to God. We're going to go to the book of St. Mark this morning. 11th chapter. Amen. And we're going to the 20th verse. 11:20. Amen. Hallelujah. And it begins to read as such. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. It's something about Jesus. And Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed had withered away. Amen. And I think we all know the story of Jesus went to take from the fig tree, but there was no figs on the tree. And he cursed it, and it withered and died. Whatever God says, it will come to pass. Whatever God speaks, it will happen. Amen. The 22nd verse. And this is where I'm taking my text from this morning. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Oh, come on here. Have faith. I don't care what you're contending with. I don't care how things seem to be happening in your life. I don't care what they said about you. The Bible tells us that we are to have faith in God. And I want to ask you the question this morning, where is your faith? And they were on the ship, and the storms of life began to raise up. And they was fearful, and they went down and they woke up Jesus, and Jesus came up on the deck of the ship, and the waves began to overthrow them. And Jesus spoke the word. He only spoke the word. Be still. And the waves and all was calm. He turned to them and he rebuked them and he said, oh, ye of little faith, where is your faith? Your faith should be in God, not in man, not in your job, not in Congress, not in your loved one, but your faith should be in God's word. Do you not know that God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the Son of Man should repent? If God says it, he will make it good. Where is your faith? We should begin to exercise the faith of God in our own lives. Faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. I mean the faith of God. Where is your faith? When the enemy comes against you, you should have the faith of God to put him to the flight. To silence his voice. You should be able to speak. And the devil has to leave you alone. Because you're speaking under the faithful God. Reading on. Have faith today. I don't care what you see. I don't care what they say. You are to have faith in God. That's taking him at his word. If God said, now many times we like these little cliches. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I beg to differ. God said it, yes. You may believe it, but not until you act on the word of God. Not until you put it into action. Not until you begin to obey the word of God. That it settles. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the Son of Man should he repent. If God said it, he will bring it to pass. It's not enough just to believe it and receive it. The devil believed it. It's not going to fall out of the sky. You got to act on the word of God. Faith without works is dead. You want God to move, but you got to move as well. all of that. But somewhere his faith has to be acted on. When Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk, he acted on that. He acted on the word of God. Peter did not just walk on water. He walked on the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing cometh by the word of God. Where is your faith? Where is it? Your heart, let me awaken you right now. You're going to need the faith of God in your life. Because the only thing we have to stand on is the faith of God. Reading on. For surely, I say to you, Jesus is saying to you this morning, say, you got to take heed to his word. But surely I, Jesus is speaking to you. Are you listening? Are you listening? Or are you having selective hearing? You hear what you want to hear. You do what you want to do. But you got to be obedient to his word. Surely, I say to you, whoever, come on, talk about you, whoever says to this mountain, and your heart, I know we got some mountains before us. We got some Goliaths before us. Oh, yes, we do. We got some struggles that we're contending with. We need to put our faith in God. He's the only one that can deliver us. He's the only one that can heal us. He's the only one can set us free. He's the only one that can make a way out of no way. He's the only one. He is our Redeemer. Everything that the enemy has taken from us, but he has not taken our faith.
Amen.
Jesus told Peter, because you got to understand, Satan come to kill your character, kill your character. He come to steal your joy, and he come to destroy you. But have faith in God, because he is your Redeemer. Everything that you've given up and everything that you lost, God will redeem you. Only have faith in God. Say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not die. Listen here. Say it and believe it. Say it like you believe it. Speak. You can't mess around with the devil. You can't play around with the devil. You got to hit the nail on the head and drive it home. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. The word of God. Speak the word only. Don't try to speak your philosophy or your theory or what somebody else is saying, like the seven sons of Stephen. Jesus, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus, who Paul preached. Jesus, I know Paul. I know, but who are you? Have faith in God. He is a restorer of the breach. Say to the mountain, be thou removed. Some of the things that we're facing, we need to speak to it. We need to take back our authority. Even God said that Jesus said that we would do exploits. What are you doing? You're waiting on God? God is waiting on you. You cannot pray and have doubt at the same time. Faith and doubt does not work. One cancels out the other. Where is your faith? And it says, listen, my sister said, does not doubt in your heart. Don't doubt. Don't doubt God. Have faith in God. Whatever God said, whatever God promised you, he will make it good. He will bring it to pass. In your heart. But believe that those things he said will be done. Listen now. Claim it. Name it and claim it? I don't think so. But he told me to lean not upon your own understanding, but in all our ways and not in him, and he would direct your path. So you got to hear what God is saying. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Where's your faith? He said, believe that those things he asked for will be done. But God blesses when we are obedient to his word. Amen. You can claim it all you want. But if you're not walking upright before God, don't expect it. And God does not bless wrong behavior when you're not walking upright. Yes, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But where is your faith this morning? The Bible says if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. But keep in mind, faith coming by hearing, hearing coming by the word of God. Hello. By the word of God. When we ask him, we're going to believe it. And we're going to act on his word of God. It's impossible to please God without faith. He will have whatever he says. That's because you're acting according to the will of God. Because when you ask for things, you ask according to the will of God for your life. And you have to understand that God is answering you. Delay is not a denial. God answers you in many ways. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he may say not now. And sometimes you ask him for the wrong thing. And you don't find out until later on that you didn't need that. Where is your faith this morning? In your job? In your spouse? In your car? Yes, in many cases, because you go out there, you start that car, you just know it's going to start. You don't even think about it. But that morning you go out there and you turn that ignition over. Nothing happens. Probably need a service. And God is here to service you, to help you Where is your faith? Listen, the 24th verse. Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, you got to pray according to the will of God. Whatsoever thing that you ask for when you pray, it has to be according to the will of God. You don't give your child, when you was raising them, you don't give them everything they ask for. Why do you think God is going to give you everything that you ask for? He never promised to you that he will supply, give you everything you ask for. He did say he will supply your every need according to his will and glory. His will. Amen. Well, so everything you ask when you pray, believe. Only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Where is your faith? When Jesus turned around and rebuked them and told them, said unto them, oh, your little faith, what he was saying unto them, where's your faith? You could have done this. Hello? Jesus said, these things that you would do, and greater. Amen. But where's your faith? We waiting on God. God is waiting on us to execute, to speak the word, exercising your faith, speaking it, walking it out. Jesus told the man who was before him, take up your bed and walk. Man would have never gotten healed if he was just laid there. Peter and John at the gate called Beautiful. Didn't have a whole lot. The man was lame from his mother's womb. They knew how to exercise the faith of God. Silver and gold have I not, but such as I have. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, be delivered, be set free, be healed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Believe that you receive them and you will have them. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man should repent. If God said it, he will hastily bring it to pass. All the promises of the book are mine. Every verse, every scripture, and every line. God is able to bring you out. God is able to save your child. God is able to bring healing. Only believe. All things are possible to those that believe. Where is your faith? Reading the 25th verse. And whenever you stand praying and you have anything against anyone, okay, right? Okay. You praying, but you have an ought against your brother or sister. See, these types of things will also hinder your blessing. It will hinder your faith. What you need to do, you need to leave it at the altar and go and get it right with whoever you offended. We're still talking about faith. And get it right, then go to God. Anything against anyone, Even that means even those that you've been acting fault because they're acting funny towards you. You can go to them and say, hey, I'm sorry if I offended you. Did I say anything out of order? Did I do anything? If so, please forgive me. Anything. Forgive him. You can't go forward if you can't forgive. Forgiveness is not so much for the other person, but it's for you. It's for you. That your Father in heaven may also forgive you. And God don't reward bad behavior. You try to exercise your faith and nothing seems to be helping. Check yourself. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. Let's go to God. Lord, forgive me. That's a part of exercising your faith. You want your faith to work. You want the blessings of God, but not until you do right. Oh, come on here. That's verse. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespass. I'm talking about faith. We believe in God. God, forgive me for my unbelief. Father, forgive me for where I've fallen. God, I haven't exercised the faith. We want to grow. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You should be growing in the faith of God. You should not be here where you were last year. Your faith should be growing. You should be growing in the faith. Taking God at his word. Believing God at his word. Exercising your faith. Stepping out on faith. Believing God will hold you up. Believing God will bring you out. Believing God.
Yes.
Whatever he said, mm-hmm. he will do.
Amen.
Only Amen. Believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. All things are possible. Come on. All things are possible if you only believe. Believe God of the impossible. Believe God for your healing. He is a God that healed all diseases. Where's your faith this morning? I'm telling you, there's times coming upon this earth, you're going to need the faith of God to see you through. Faith in his word. That faith will carry you through the storm. Amen. Not enough just believe it and receive it. You got to walk it out. You got to be obedient to his word. Learn to exercise that faith. And watch God work in your behalf. Captain Daniels, take it from me, please. All things believe.
Amen, amen, amen. Wasn't that wonderful? Amen, amen. If we only believe, You know, Pastor, I'd like to thank you today because my dissertation, that's the part that I'll be working on today, faith, healing, and miracles. Amen. Because, yes, amen. So I just thank you for, you know, I was pondering in my head and I didn't have a chance to write my little notes as I was on the plane because it was just too crowded and too bumpy. And the thoughts kept coming and, you know, you want to take your little notes. And I was like, let me go in my bag and pull my phone out. And I was like, no, don't want to do that either. And so you just gave me my notes. Thank you. See how God works. Because, yes. But family, we come to the time in our service now that we want to transition. So I'm going to ask that those that are joining us live streaming from Facebook and YouTube and even on our podcast, you know, as people ask me, you have a talk show, you have a podcast, and I share with them. Yes, but if you listen to it, my church services are on there too. So please be welcome to listen. I would like you all to know that we have a total of 2,032 listens since we have started our podcast. Amen. Yes. And I can give you, analytics as far as the numbers for which ones they've listened to, because remember I have book readings on there too. But as they listen, we have 8 followers on our podcast. Amen. So please continue to like and share. Yes, Pastor.
Wow. I was one, was not really so much into podcasts and Facebook until Chaplain Daniel just put me out there. And I think you got a partner now, Chaplain Daniel.
Shana. Yes.
She went to Facebook and she looked us up. And she says she liked my preaching.
Yes.
So I think you two will go good together.
Yeah.
So I thank God for that, Chaplain Daniels, for all you and Christine does and Deaconess Kay. Deaconess Kay don't think she do a lot, but every time I hear her voice.
Yes. Isn't it the truth, Deaconess Kay? You know, that's why we always ask to hear from you, you know, because what is the word? Help me pronounce it. Melodious. Did I say that correctly? All right. There you go.
Okay. All right.
But Anna, I want to thank you for that confirmation too, because when we came out of the building, you know, while we were in the building, people used to ask, you guys aren't on Facebook, you're not on YouTube. So I made a point to start having us on Facebook and YouTube. And then when we came out of the building, those people that asked did not show up. And I'm like, Pastor, I don't get it, you know, because now with the pandemic, there's no excuse. You know, we're giving them what they want. And every now and then we'll have comments, we'll have likes, but and Pastor does a lot of sharing, you know, with our international alliance, and they join us from time to time as well. But thank you so much for that confirmation that so because like he said, I put him out there one day. I was like, Pastor, he was just preaching and I just went live. You know?
Needed to happen and it needs to happen again.
I just went live and he kinda stopped and I said, we're live now. Because we had been talking about it and it was like, what'd you say? If you don't go ahead and do it, it won't never happen. So I was like, now you and I let him watch it though. And I said, now you tell me what you think before I do it again. You know, you give me your feedback there. Yeah. So
I'm having greatness thrust upon them.
Thank you so much.
It has to happen.
Yeah. So thank you so much. So again, for those that are joining us on Facebook, YouTube, and even our podcast, Health Talk Today, is now gone. It is now gone from just Anchor has partnered with Spotify. So that's a popular one. So if you know anyone that, you know, listens to podcasts, they don't specifically have to look for us on just Anchor. They can now look at the big one on for podcasters and find us now on Spotify, Health Talk Today. So just the opposite of what it is on Facebook for Live Today Health Talk. All right. But we always, when I'm able to, when technology is cooperating, I push it to our Azusa Facebook page as well. So everyone can please like and share it to your timeline. And that way, you know, your family and your followers can start following, especially on days that you minister the word. Pick it up and share it to your timeline. Please. Thank you so much. But we want to thank you all for joining us today. For those that are live streaming, we're about to go into a segue of prayer. And if you have prayer requests, by all means, please put them in the chat. But because these we're getting a little personal, then we stop our live streaming at this time. So we want to bid farewell to you. But please know that we're always here for you. And we thank you so much for joining us. And please feel free to reach out to us at any time. You know where to find us, right? So please reach out to us at any time. And if there's something that is heavy on your heart and you desire prayer, then please either put it in the chat on our Facebook page for Azusa International Foursquare Gospel Church, which is AIFGC on Facebook, or you can put it on our Live Today Health Talk YouTube page and the channel for the page to find us is, again, Azusa International Foursquare Gospel Church. All right, so we ask that you go in peace and go in love. And remember that the Holy Triune is three parts, which makes one cord that is never, ever separated. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So may you be blessed on this day, and we thank you once more. So for those that are streaming with us on Zoom, please stand by while we disconnect.
Recording stopped.
All right, if you all would, please feel free to go ahead if you have any prayer requests for today.